schedule with a couple of losses, including a two-point loss to Kemper Catholic, one of the teams considered to be one of the teams in the hunt for the district champ there for the conference championship year. But Atlantic with a real push into the Christmas break. You've got a couple of weeks where you're just looking at the same color jerseys in practice. That could be kind of boring and hard to motivate kids. But boy, they went into that break after a big victory, a 58-29 win over Harlan. A game like not a lot of folks have seen in a long time with Harlan in the basketball game. Only 29 points in the contest. They just could never get going, but really a lot of that was due to the excellent defensive effort put on by the Trojans, especially Sam Markham in that basketball game. And Atlantic was doing pretty well. They probably could have shot a little bit better, but at the end of the day, boy, a real great way to send the kids off into the break and a real momentum builder toward the second half. And they're going to have a tough quick stretch here to start this second half.
Yeah, they definitely need to come out with a lot of focus here tonight and play some good hard basketball, because they do have a tough opponent here tonight, and they know definitely that they've got a tough stretch ahead of them as well. So I want to thank you all listening in tonight here on AM 1220 KJN, and those of you that may be listening in as well on the web at KJN.com. Listen anywhere in the world. Just click that Listen Live link and click play on our player there on the streaming live page. We had the JV game just before this as Lewis Central won that one 50-37. Jared Folk led the way for Atlantic in the loss with 13 points in that JV game earlier here this evening. So we've got this varsity matchup coming up in just a little bit here. Atlantic and Lewis Central tonight in Council Bluffs. We'll take a quick break, come back, take a look at the starting lineups. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, they have top-of-the-line strength equipment and cardio equipment with a clean atmosphere. They're open 24 hours a day with state-of-the-art security. Join Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, located in the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza. Vice Pump Service in Anita works water well pumps. They have Gould's submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines, trenching, backhoe service, boring, and septic systems. Give Vice Pump Service in Anita a call at 712-249-1233. ADM in Atlantic is the elevator for you when it comes to grain marketing and handling, with on-the-farm pickup and delivery available. ADM, they are your grain marketing consultants. Give them a call at 243-6567 or 800-243-6568.
Welcome back here to Lewis Central High School tonight in Council Bluffs. Chris Parks along with Jim Field bring you this matchup between the Atlantic Trojans and the Lewis Central Titans here in this boys' Hawkeye 10 basketball game here tonight. And we'll take a look here at the starting lineup for these two teams here and let you know a little bit about some of the key players for each squad. For Atlantic on the road tonight, the head coach Steve Blazek, they are 5-1 on the year so far, and they'll send out this starting five. And number 15, Sam Markham, a 6'1 junior. Number 21, Chad Christensen, a 6'2 junior. Number 33, Dalton Franken, a 6'5 junior. Number 43, Gunnar Bloom, a 6'2 senior. And number 45, Harrison Hoig, a 6'3 junior. And a lot of different guys out there. Any given night, one of those guys can be the leading scorer for the Trojans, and they're going to definitely need that balance and maybe shoot a little bit better here tonight as well.
Yeah, but most nights you're looking at Dalton Franken when you're looking near the top of the score charts. He's averaging just a shade under 20 points a game for the Trojans, 19.7, shooting 53% from the floor and 57% from outside the arc on the season, although he hasn't taken too many of those. But the Trojans really shooting pretty well as a team, over 51% as a team from the floor, 38%, almost 38.5% from the three-point line, or from the free throw line, a 63% shooting team on the year. Sam Markham stepped up his offensive game here this year. Sam was a guy who sometimes struggled last year, really kind of getting started offensively, always plays great defense, and he's usually hawking the other team's best all-around player, and he's done a great job with that. But he's picked it up a little bit, averaging a little over 11 points per game this year. Gunnar Bloom, Chad Christensen, each over 8.5 points a game. Harrison Hoig averaging 6.5. He's had a couple of games where he's gotten in some foul trouble and hasn't spent a lot of time on the floor early on. Trojans have a lot of good weapons, and coming off the bench, Lake Esbeck, when he gets hot, he can be one of the best shooters around, too. He's a streaky kind of kid coming off the bench with his shooting touch, but he can do a lot of damage. And Stuart Hoig's given the Trojans a lot of solid minutes this year off the bench as well. And they've got a pretty good seven-man rotation. They can go 8 or 9 if they have to, but Trojans feel very confident with the guys that they'll put out on the floor at any particular time.
So that's how it looks for the Trojans here tonight for Lewis Central. The Titans head coach Dan Miller, they're 4-3 on the year. This is their starting five tonight. Number 10, Alex Reed, the 5'10 junior. Of course, a name you heard a lot on the football field here this season. Number 20, Trent Rudolph, a 6'1 senior. Also number 31, Josiah Shepherd, a 5'11 senior. Also number 35, Lincoln Rodenberg, a 6'5 sophomore. And number 44, Matt Anderson, a 6'3 senior. And that's the starting five for the Lewis Central Titans here tonight. As, of course, Reed, one of those very athletic players that can do a lot of different things for team on the football field, and he makes an impact on the basketball court as well.
Yeah, he's their leading scorer, averaging over 15 a game. Josiah Shepherd also averaging over 14 points a game. Matt Anderson and Lincoln Rodenberg, each just slightly under 10 points a game. As a team, they shoot 44% from the floor, so not a red-hot shooting team, but they do shoot 38% from the three-point line, and they're 72% from the free-throw line. So they do some things well, but it seems like the inside game is where they're struggling getting those shots to go down low, because they shoot fairly decent from the outside. But the Titans are the kind of a team, they need a lot of guys to participate, and they need to play some good lockdown defense. So they're a very athletic club. As you can see, they played Kemper Catholic awful tight just before the holiday break, and they're getting a little bit healthier and getting more to a full roster here as the season goes along. So a very dangerous team here to start this second half on the road.
So we hopefully should see an very interesting contest here between these two ball clubs. And two teams just getting introduced here to the crowd, and we'll go ahead and take one more quick timeout. Come back with tip-off for you. Listen to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Marcellus Insurance. See Betty Marcellus at 2 West 6th Street in Atlantic. She'll be glad to give you a no-obligation quote on your auto, farm, business, life, and health insurance. Call Marcellus Insurance at 243-4190 today. Olson Fuel Supply, a locally owned BP and Sinclair branded station with quality gasoline fuel, including BP, Amoco Premier Diesel Fuel. Olson Fuel Supply, servicing Cass County and the surrounding counties with local stations in Atlantic, Griswold, and Oneida. Atlantic Home Realty, for all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, and farm acreage markets, call 243-1300 and talk to one of the friendly, helpful sales associates at Atlantic Home Realty, or stop by their office at 610 Laurel Street in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Lewis Central High School in Council Bluffs as we get set for high school boys basketball tonight. Hawkeye 10 conference play as we get back at it here after the holiday break. It's the Atlantic Trojans taking on the Lewis Central Titans, and what should be a fun boys basketball game here this evening. And both teams just getting finished up being introduced here to the crowd, and we'll be playing basketball here momentarily. As we mentioned, the JV game did take place just before this, and the Trojans fell in that one to Lewis Central. 50-37 was the final in that one. Jared Polk was the leading scorer for the Trojans in that junior varsity contest with 13 points here tonight. Both teams have been introduced here to the crowd, and now we're going to go ahead and listen in here as we'll hear the pep band play the national anthem here for us at Lewis Central High School. Here this evening, performed by the Lewis Central High School Pep Band, and we're about ready to get basketball underway here tonight. Any key you see jumping off the page here early in this game, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. The importance of this ball game for both of these teams, quite frankly. You know, for Atlantic, this is a real important game because they gained a lot of momentum coming in 5-1 into this ball game, and they're going to have a pretty rough stretch of games here, a real quick stretch. They're going to play, what, 4 games in 7 days? They've got tonight. They're going to be on the road on Friday night at Denison. They're going to be back home Saturday night for Norwalk. Then they play Tri-Center on Monday of next week. They turn around and play again on Tuesday. There's just no rest for them here, so they really can't afford to give away too many games. They'd like to get this going in a positive direction.
So we'll see how things start for the Trojans here tonight. Ready to tip things off. Dalton Franken in the center circle, and he's going to jump it up here against Alex Reed, and a tap is going to be won by the Trojans. Markham comes down with it, and Christensen will walk it up the floor. He'll send it over left side, get it over to Franken. Franken will dribble to the left corner and knock one down. A nice jumper there, about 17 feet from Dalton Franken, and he gets things going for the Trojans. Quickly the other way, the Titans try to work things around the perimeter. Now they dump it inside, a dribble drive, and a forced shot up in, and no good. That time missed by Matt Anderson. Rebound comes down to the Trojans. Quick pace here early on. Trojans run it up the floor. Christensen out top now. They'll kick it over right side to Markham. Markham, the dribble drive, pulls up, kicks it back out. Here's Bloom dumping it back to Christensen, and they'll try to set up the offense. He gets a screen right side. Quickly they double team him. He kicks it off now to Hoig. Over left side, they'll dump it on the block to Bloom. Bloom double team, has to fire it back up top. Markham going to try the three. That's well short. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Titan basketball. Reed will inbound it, and he kicks it in. And they'll bring it up the floor now as Reed gets it right back. Reed kicks it up the left side. Gets it over there in the corner to Rodenberg. Now they dump it in the lane right side, and we're going to have a traveling violation whistled here against Matt Anderson as he tried to go to the right side of the hoop. Inbound pass for the Trojans, and they'll get it in here to Chad Christensen, and he'll walk it up the floor. Christensen crosses over, almost has it stolen. Reed got a hand on it, but Christensen tracks it back down. Gets it off to Hoig, now to Franken. Franken will dump it out top now here to Christensen. Pass off to Markham. Markham will lob it down low to Hoig. Hoig across the lane now to Bloom. He forces his way inside, now dumps it back up top. So far, pretty much a man-to-man matchup, but they do try to double-team off the passes for Lewis Central. Quick shot up and no good. Tap out, though, by Bloom. It's saved. He gets it right back and then tries to hit the jumper along the baseline. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to the Titans. They'll run it up the floor right side, and a floating shot in the air by Rodenberg missed it. Rebound comes down, and here comes Franken the other way, all the way to the rack, and he's fouled on the way to the basket. It's going to be on the floor, I believe, before the shot. And they're going to whistle that against Alex Reed, his first. And it is going to be on the floor, inbounded underneath here. Christensen gets it into Markham on the left wing. A couple of dribbles, and now he picks it up. Lobs it to Bloom. Bloom right back to Markham. Markham up top now here. They go to Dalton Franken. Now right side over to Christensen. Skip pass over to Markham. Markham now back up top to Christensen as they rotate now through a 2-3 zone look. Here's the inside pass and a backup shot by Harrison Hoig. A nice little jumper in the lane. He gets the bucket. And the Trojans now with a 4-0 lead. Titans come back the other way. Up top now, they'll get it to Anderson. He hangs on to it looking for some help. Now we'll dribble, and now we're going to get a reach-in hand foul as Harrison Hoig just jabbed at the basketball, and he's going to get called for the chippy one.
What a good ball movement here early by the Trojans offensively, taking their time, waiting for a decent shot, not just biting on the first thing that comes along.
Inbound pass here for the Titans, and they get it swatted around, but they're able to slap it up top to Anderson, who controls it. And he gets it off now, pass off to Shepard. Josiah Shepard will now kick it over left side. Anderson, the dribble drive into the paint, kicks it across. Three-point attempt is up and on the way, and good. And it's knocked down by Trent Rudolph. So the first points for the Titans. And it's 4-3, a one-point ball game. Up top now here for the Trojans. They'll have it here left wing as Markham will kick it across. Christensen tries the quick three, and he buries it. A quick pop that time by Chad Christensen, and it's 7-3. Trojans lead it. 4:36 left to go in this first quarter. Out top with the basketball now. Rodenberg will dump it off. They get it to Anderson. He'll kick it over left side, over to Rudolph. Rudolph try to get a pass into Reed. Good tight defense by Markham. But they're going to whistle a foul, I believe, here.
Are you kidding?
That's a tough call. Sam Markham picks up his first. He had the better position to get the basketball than Reed did.
And the official was about 40 feet away.
Inbound lob. They try to lob it into Reed, but it's tapped around, stolen by Franken. He came up with it. He'll kick it over left side now here to Christensen, who will run into the middle of the floor. Stop at the free throw line. Pop it up. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound was fought for between two Titans, and it'll go out of bounds to the Trojans. Atlantic with another chance here underneath. Christensen will send it in. Bounce pass into Hoig. Now they'll kick it up top, Franken. Into the corner it goes to Christensen. Bounce pass to the block to Hoig. Fights his way across in the middle. Up with the shot. Dances around. No good. Rebound tapped out, but controlled by Rudolph for the Titans. Trent Rudolph will kick it up the floor. Rodenberg, a nice pass quickly across to Anderson. He stops and pops one up, and he's got the defender to fly backwards and knocks it down. So Anderson gets the bucket, and it's now 7-5. Now a steal. Steal by Anderson up the other way, and he gets the layup to go before Hoyt can recover. And it's now tied at 7 apiece. A little bit of full court man pressure right now here by the Titans. Christensen will work it up against Reed. Chad Christensen gets it across the timeline over to Franken. Now they lob it down on the block to Hoig, and Hoig traveled with it. Move that pivot step to try to get himself closer to the block. And the turnover will give it back here to the Titans. Inbound, they'll get it into Reed. A little bit of pressure on the inbounds. Now the Trojans will back off. Rodenberg with the ball right side. He'll dribble into the lane, stop at the free throw line, slipped, but goes up with the shot anyways, missed it. Rebound high by Markham. 3:07 left to go here, first quarter, tied at 7 now, and Markham working against Josiah Shepard is going to get the foul call as Shepard stepped across in front of him. He picks up his first, second team foul now here against the Titans. Darius MacArthur up off the bench here for the Titans, checking in. As Rudolph goes to the bench. Inbound pass gets keyed in here to Chad Christensen. Left side kick, it goes over to Markham. Lobbed down to the block to Hoig. He tries to shuffle it across over to Franken. A nice pass, but the shot was, had to adjust his shot as he went up, and it was a little bit too strong. It gets knocked out of bounds after the miss, and it will be Lewis Central ball. Anderson will inbound it here against pressure by the Trojans. Good job right now, but they get it in. They do key it in there, and then Anderson gets it right back after he inbounded it. He'll bring it up against Hoy. Now he'll fire it right side. A quick shot by Rodenberg, blocked by Markham. He went up high to get that one. Got it over right over to Franken. Now he'll fire a baseball pass up to Bloom. Bloom will go all the way to the rack, had some help, but got the defender to kick to the other side and gets the layup. 9-7 now, Trojans with the lead after the block on one end by Markham and the finish by Bloom on the other. Here's Rodenberg with it now for the Titans. He'll kick it up top to Anderson. Anderson, looking for some help, will swing it off now here to Reed. Reed dribbles out top, now passes it back over to Rodenberg. He's on the left wing. Now he'll put it on the floor. And he's going to get a bump by Gunnar Bloom, and he's going to get whistled for that foul. Poor decision that time for Bloom. And he'll pick up the foul. That's the third foul here against the Trojans. Inbound pass. They get it to Anderson. He'll quick cross the lane and up with a quick shot and gets it to go. 9 apiece now with 1:56 left to go first quarter. Up ahead here quickly to Bloom. He's got a little seam on the right side of the lane. Takes advantage of it and gets the layup. Nice quick move by Gunnar Bloom, and it's 11-9. Trojans on top. Out top of the basketball, it's Darius MacArthur. MacArthur will dribble left side, slips on the floor. Should have got called for the travel, but they pass it off Rodenberg, and then they get the back door cut because everybody's kind of standing around waiting for the call, and they get the bucket there that time with Josiah Shepard. And now quickly they'll fire it up across Hoig in the baseline. Hits the jumper from the baseline from about 12 feet. Nice shot by Hoag, and it's 13-11. Trojans back up by two. Here's MacArthur. He'll pass it off now to Anderson. Anderson across. Almost had it stolen. Christensen came out to try to get in the passing lane. Back off to Rodenberg. He's in the lane. He'll kick it across to Anderson. He goes baseline, and Hoag tried to cut him off, but he was too late, and he'll get whistled for the foul. Second foul on Harrison Hoag, and the fourth team foul now here against the Trojans. Up off the bench, Blake Esbeck and Stuart Hoag will check in. And also back in there is Trent Rudolph here for Lewis Central. And now they're also going to bring in Jaden Brouse. Inbound pass now here for the Titans. As they'll key it in, and it's tipped and almost stolen, and Bloom does come up with the basketball. Shuffles it off to Franken now. Franken up ahead to Markham, left side. He'll pull up for the jumper, off the glass, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Shepard. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. It's a two-point lead for Atlantic right now, with Lewis Central maybe looking for a last possession now. They'll hold it out top with MacArthur. Pass off to Anderson, and they set up the four corners right now. Kill some time to look to get a last shot and try to tie things up or take a lead with a three here at the end of the quarter. MacArthur has it right side. Pass across to Rudolph. 16 seconds to go. Rudolph crosses over, dumps it up top Anderson. Now it goes over to Shepard. Shepard, the pass off to MacArthur. He stumbled a little bit, able to hang on to it. 5 seconds to go. He'll drive right side, forces his way up, throws an awkward shot off the glass, no good, and then just a launch down the floor by Bloom as well, short, and that'll be the end of the first quarter. So a tough first quarter, but the Trojans lead it 13-11 here on the road over the Lewis Central Titans. We'll take a break, have second quarter action next. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Brown Auto Body, with vehicles for rent either by the day or by the week. Call Dana Cooper at Brown Auto Body. They have several vehicles to choose from. You can also visit their website at www.brownauto.com. Fairway, for economical grocery shopping, freshness, quality, low everyday prices, and friendly personal service. Visit Fairway Stores Incorporated. Also try the full-service meat department at Fairway, 3rd and Poplar in Atlantic. Oakland Insurance, located at 105 North Main in Oakland, has been a family-owned business since 1978. Stop in to see Laura and Ken, who specialize in home and auto, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Oakland Insurance, your protection is our profession. Give them a call at 712-482-6928.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Council Bluffs tonight. It's Atlantic leading Lewis Central 13-11 as we go to the second quarter. This boys' Hawkeye 10 basketball matchup. The Titans have it first. They inbound and quickly take it to the rack and quickly have it stolen as Stuart Hoag stands his ground in the lane and takes the ball away. Up the floor, Esbeck. Stuart Hoag, right side of the lane, hesitates. Now floats one up, no good from the block, and the rebound taken out of there by the big Matt Anderson. Anderson, a big-bodied 6'3" senior. They kick it out. Now from the left side, a three on the way and good. Josiah Shepard knocks down the triple, and that gives Lewis Central their first lead of the basketball game now at 14-13 here early in the second quarter. Trojans facing some token pressure in the backcourt. Bloom will try to bring it up the floor this time. He'll dribble through the double team and have it tipped away and stolen. Now quickly ahead it comes. MacArthur fires it up the floor ahead now to Rodenberg. He saves it from going out of bounds. They chase it down. Anderson left side. Out on the arc now with it is Shepard. He looked at a long three, kicks it back over here to Rudolph. Rudolph looking down low, nobody home. Back outside, MacArthur, the dribble drive, the spin and the kick out. Top of the arc with the basketball now is Shepard. Left side, Anderson. Back again, MacArthur. He'll drive and the kick to the corner. Rudolph from the three, corner for three is no good. It's skimmed in and out, and the rebound taken by Gunnar Bloom. Trojans basketball. They trail by a point here with Sam Markham running the point out top. It's Markham, Stewart, Hoag, Bloom, Franken, and Esbeck on the floor. They dump it down low now. Hoag trying to post. Out top it goes Bloom. Head fake, the dribble drive, the bounce feed underneath. And Stewart Hoag got caught in traffic. Can't get the shot as it's tipped away. And Anderson comes up away with a basketball. Titans lead it 14-13, 6:20 to go second quarter. Out top with it is Anderson, right side of the arc. He'll try to drive. Stuart Hoig steps in front of him, cuts him off. Now back here to the near side it comes. Rodenberg dribbles into the lane, the spin, the floater up, and it dances through. Lincoln Rodenberg gets one to bounce around. Ball through, and it's 16-13 now. Titans lead by three. Up the floor quickly. Trojans break pressure. Franken bumped. Fallaway shot. No good. Awkwardly. Rebound is. Oh, and saved nicely by Esbeck on the baseline. They kick it back out. Now Bloom drives the left side with a floater up and in with the left hand. It'll scoop off the glass. Gunner Bloom hung in the lane a long time. Get that basket to go, and it's 16-15 Titans. Quickly out front, Rodenberg pulls up for the 18-footer just inside the arc. No good. Long rebound is his. And back it goes for the three to Josiah Shepherd. 19-15 now in favor of the Titans. Trojans up the floor. They lose the basketball. A little errant pass. Ahead it comes now. Down the lane, Rodenberg. He'll drive. Stripped away from behind by Markham and a foul call. Trojans getting sloppy with the basketball up and down the floor now. And Markham will pick up his second. Fifth team foul on the Trojans. 5:21 to go here in the second quarter. To the free throw line, Lincoln Rodenberg, the 6'5 sophomore with a couple coming, and he misses the first. Back up off the bench. In for the first time is going to be Lamar Connor. Chad Christensen checks back in here for the Trojans. One more here for Rodenberg. And his second one is good. He makes one of his two. That's a five-point lead now for Lewis Central. 20-15, Titans on top. Trojans ball front court. They break pressure. Out top, Christensen, Bloom, left side corner, Esbeck. Esbeck stationary. Now dribbles off the drive. The pull-up jumper. Might have gotten hit on the arm. No foul call. A shot comes up off the front of the rim. Rebounded by the Titans. Up the floor now. Quickly they come. Alex Reed with it, fires it across the far side. Whoa, high. Rodenberg, long arms, goes up to pull it in. Now back to Reed. He'll pull up. The 12-footer is in and out, no good. Rebound Rodenberg, and he's fouled inside. He'll get two free throws. Trojans not getting the calls here at this point. They're going to whistle that foul against Dalton Franken. First on Franken, sixth team foul against the Trojans. Lewis Central to the line again. Rodenberg this time makes the first.
Trojans need to do a better job of boxing out after the shot goes up. Rodenberg came all the way from the corner that time to get underneath the basket. Perfect position for the rebound.
Second one is also good for Rodenberg. 7-point lead now for the Titans. The Trojans going to call timeout. 22-15. Lewis Central on top. We'll keep it here. It's just a 30-second timeout. We have 4:51 remaining in this first half of basketball. Trojans came out on fire, moving the ball up and down the floor, but these last, four, 6 minutes or so, they've struggled a little bit more. Lewis Central's put on a little token backcourt pressure, but Titans are very good athletes. They're all quick, long-armed, and they move very well without the basketball, move very well defensively. Trojans have a little trouble getting into their offensive flow.
Yeah, the last few possessions, they haven't been able to get anybody a good look at an open shot. They've really tried to make a quick move on a dribble and then force something up real quickly. And most of the time there's been a white jersey there right in their face with a hand up there to contest the shot. And it's been pretty tough for the Trojans to get settled down here once again in the second quarter.
Trojans have the basketballs. We come back out of the timeout. Chad Christensen will take the inbound. He'll walk it ahead up the floor. Alex Reed waiting there to pick him up at half court. Now Franken out top with it. Back to Christensen. They'll reset the offense. Right side, Christensen gets a screen, nowhere to go. Bounce pass quickly into the lane to Stuart Hoig. He can't handle it. Stolen away by the Titans, and we got a traveling violation. Trojans got a break there. Trent Rudolph had the ball. Never went to the floor, but it looked a little awkward as he stumbled with the ball before he put it on the floor to dribble, so it'll be a turnover back to Atlantic. Ball down to the baseline for the Trojans. Christensen will key it in. 4:32 to go, second quarter. Inbound right side, Franken goes right to the rack, leaner as he floats up in the air, double pumps and gets it to go. 22-17 now the score, Titans on top. Front court, Shepherd with the basketball, cross far side, Rodenberg. Rodenberg with it, well off the arc, no dribble available, so he leaves it off here near side. Shepherd looking for help, dumps it off for Reed. Reed down low, cutting his Rudolph, his pass tipped away and stolen. They try to dump it into the corner. to Lamar Connor, but it was tipped and stolen by Stuart Hoy. Now ahead to the front court. Esbeck left corner with it to Franken, all the way across now to Christensen. Christensen starts the drive and pulls it back out. Now Bloom running the point. He'll hand it off to Christensen, and he'll leave him to run the offense. Christensen in the center circle. 3:45 to go first quarter. First half, rather. Stuart Hoig with it right side, open on the arc, a long three balls off the mark, rebound in the lane. Esbeck fought for it, but it's picked up there by the Titans. And up the floor they come. Long lob pass ahead to Connor underneath. Layup is good. Lamar Connor beat the defense up the floor, gets rewarded with the lob and the lay-in. And it's 24-17 in favor of Lewis Central. 3:20 left to go in this second quarter. Christensen front court now, guarded out top by Reed. Left side, Esbeck. Down low it goes now to Bloom. He struggles with the ball. Triple team. Comes loose, but right to Stuart Hoy. And he missed the shot down on the other side. Little layup going to the rack. Couldn't get it to go. Now the ball picked up by Rodenberg, and he gets it to the front court. Picks up his dribble and a timeout. Dan Miller quickly off the bench to ask for timeout. Saw this player was struggling without a dribble up there at center court. So he asked for a quick 30-second timeout. So once again, we'll just leave it right here with the short one. Trojans here down by 7 and just not looking very fluid right now.
Yeah, and since that last timeout, it's been kind of the same story. They haven't been able to get into a flow offensively. They haven't gotten some great looks at the basket. And then when they have, you just saw it a moment ago, the missed easy one there by Stuart Hoy. You got to knock those kind of shots down in a game like this where you know it's tight. And the other thing that's kind of surprising right now is the Trojans are getting beat in transition. The Titans are doing a good job outlining the basketball up the floor quickly, and guys are open down the court because they're getting there and getting open for easy shots on the other end.
Well, there's no excuse for the big 6'6 Lamar Connor to beat Trojans up the floor, but that's what happened that last trip as he got the easy lob and layup down low. Titans basketballs will come back out of the break. 2:59 showing on the clock here in the second quarter. 24-17, Lewis Central leading. Titans ball out top with a basketball on the dribble is Darius MacArthur. They'll dump it off left side. Off the dribble now, they dump it back across. Reed drives, ball tip, knocked away by Christensen, but it's loose and picked back up, and now a foul. Josiah Shepard came up with a loose ball, and they're going to whistle Christensen for the foul, reaching in, trying to get it back. And now a technical foul is called. See who that technical foul is against. Is it against the bench? Apparently it's against the Atlantic bench. So that is also a team foul. So that will give the Titans a chance to shoot four free throws. Three for sure, possibly four. So they get a 1-1. And that's what this first one will be. Josiah Shepard, the front end of the 1-1, and it is good. Gets that one to roll through. So now they'll get the second half of the 1-1. And that is good. And now we will have the two technical free throws. And that is good. And to make matters worse, the Titans will reclaim possession after the technical foul shot as well. That is after Josiah Shepard stands up and sinks four consecutive free throws. Trojans now find themselves in some first half trouble. So Titans ball now after the four made free throws. 28-17 now your score. Not ideal. 2:45 left in the second quarter as Lewis Central inbounds. Anderson out top with it. Dumps it right side. Now to the corner it goes. Back out top again. MacArthur. He'll try to drive with the left hand. Pushes off. No call. Keeps the ball out top. As he'll set the offense once again. Gets a screen. Goes left. Tries to drive. Kicks it out. Reed from the corner for three. Way short. Hit the bottom of the front of the rim. And it's taken there by Bloom on the rebound. Christensen to the front court. Christensen out top with it on the dribble drive. It's past MacArthur. Now Bloom right side. Off to Sam Markham. Down low, Harrison Hoyg. Out top, Christensen. Trojans have their starting five on the floor right now. Franken with the basketball. Crosses over into the lane with the left hand. Floats one up. We're going to have a foul call outside on the perimeter as he was trying to drive to the floor. Anderson trying to take a charge down low. But before that, it was Rodenberg picking up the foul. I believe it was Rodenberg.
Yeah, it was.
His first. That's just the third team foul on Lewis Central. Hard to believe.
Ooh.
Inbounds pass, kicked out of bounds.
Somebody almost lost their head.
Inbound feed was kicked out by one of the Titan players. A nice header there by one of the parents down in the fourth row. Trojans basketball now. They inbound it. Christensen out top. Christensen tries to go around MacArthur. Now drives left side, leaves it off for Franken. He'll elevate, bank one in off the glass. Dalton Franken with his third field goal of the night. 28-19 now the score. Minute 50 left to go in the half. To the front court. Shepherd left side, dumps it down off on the wing. Reed driving here right side. MacArthur into the corner. Shepherd open for three. Oh, it rings in and out. No good. Rebound, though, is taken by Rodenberg, and he dumps it in down low. 30-19 the score. The Titans with a double-digit lead. Minute and a half left to go before the break. Franken now to the front court for the Trojans. Franken drives right side off the dribble all the way to the hole, and we're going to have a blocking foul called down low. They're going to hit Matt Anderson with a foul. Whistles against the Titans have been hard to come by here in the first half. But that one will send Dalton Franken to the line with a chance to shoot a couple. Minute 23 left on this second quarter clock. Franken will shoot two. The first one is good. He'll get one more here. Franken on the season. 71% free throw shooter. He's 100% this trip down as he makes them both. 30-21, Lewis Central leading. A little over a minute to go here before halftime. Front court, Reed takes it into the lane, dumps it here in the corner. Open Shepherd, the three ball, no good. Rebound, Reed in tight. He'll take it back, a block from behind and a foul call. Chad Christensen will pick up the foul. It'll be his second. Tried to block that shot from the backside. He thought he got it cleanly, but boy, it's tough to get those calls from officials.
Yeah, anytime you're coming from the backside, it's awfully difficult to convince him that nothing was wrong there.
Reed at the free throw line knocks down the first. That's his first point of the ball game. Trojans have done a pretty good job keeping him off the scoreboard. Problem is, the other guys are taking up the slack. Reed averages over 15 a game. And he makes one of two from the free throw line here as he misses the second. 31-21, Lewis Central. Frank into the front court now for the Trojans. Stops in traffic. Christensen from the top fires away and buries a triple from the top of the arc. His second three ball in the first half. And a turnover now by the... Oh, not quite. It's tipped out of bounds. Looked like they threw it away, but Markham apparently got a finger on that one. So it goes out of bounds up into the bench. The Titans will inbound again in the backcourt. So they get it to Alex Reed. Trojans trying to stretch it out defensively now. Markham hounding Reed on the backside. Picks up the dribble. Long pass stolen in the front court. Christensen with it. Quickly ahead now to Markham left side. Gunnar Bloom back to Christensen. 42 seconds left to go in the quarter. Oh, Franken right side open. Shot to the baseline as he took it right down there. And Reed hung in the air trying to get over there in front of him. He'll pick up a foul. That'll be his second. And that will send Dalton Franken back to the free throw line. Defense leads to offense a lot of times in basketball. That's what Lewis Central did to stretch the lead a bit. And that's what the Trojans are doing now to try to climb back in it as Franken hits his first one. Stuart Hoig back in now for the Trojans. Blake Esbeck also checks back in. Trent Rudolph is back in here for Lewis Central. 31-25, what was an 11-point deficit, is now 6 for the Trojans. Second free throw, good. Now it's a 5-point game. Lewis Central ball backcourt. They inbound it. MacArthur will run it ahead to the front court. Oh, a little collision at center court between he and Esbeck. No foul call. The ball picked up, though, by Lewis Central. Now Anderson has it. Back out top again. It goes to MacArthur. Have an odd-looking collision, but no fouls called. Anderson now here near side Rodenberg, and the Titans will most likely hang on for the last try here in the half. 15 seconds left to go in the quarter. MacArthur left side with it, well off the arc, guarded by Franken. Gets by him down the lane, the one-hand floater. Oh, miserably missed. Rebound inside by Bloom. 6 seconds, five, long pass ahead and out of Franken. As he'll grab it, save it, baseline, across it goes to Esbeck. Layup, good at the buzzer. Nice job by Franken to keep the possession alive. And Blake Esbeck, right guy at the right time in the right place under the basket. He lays it in at the buzzer. And what was an 11-point deficit is 3 at halftime as the Trojans whittle away at this lead rapidly here at the tail end of this second quarter. Nice run by Atlantic here late to get right back into the basketball game. 31-28. Lewis Central leads Atlantic. We have reached halftime here in Lewis Central High School. We'll take a break. Be back with more for you here at the intermission in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDonald's Restaurant, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic. When you are going through stressful times dealing with the loss of a loved one, Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is there for you. At your time of need, let Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan be there for you.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank. That's what keeps us in the lead. We take good care of you. First rate full service and a style you're sure to like.
Welcome back here to Lewis Central High School as the are at the halftime intermission now here between the Atlantic Trojans and the Lewis Central Titans here in this boys' Hawkeye 10 varsity basketball contest. And it's Lewis Central on top by a score of 31-28. But the Trojans make a nice rally late at the end of that second quarter to make it much better than it could have been. It was looking there for a while early in that second quarter as Lewis Central went on a nice run. And the Trojans make a nice run of their own to get back into it here at half.
You know, it looked like disaster there when the Titans all of a sudden were able to pick up a run of points. Four free throws in a row by Josiah Shepherd. Then they got possession. And they were able to jump the lead up to 11 points, but the Trojans able to make a quick run here down the stretch. They found themselves down 30-19, but they outscored the Titans 9-1 to end the half. And able to go into the locker room down just three. I think Coach Blazek actually has to be pretty happy about that, considering the way that second quarter went.
Yeah, they really got to feel fortunate, I think, here for going on that bad spurt there in the second quarter here and now being able to catch themselves up with some nice plays at the end of the first half. A big three by Chad Christensen and then a nice play at the end of the half by Dalton Franken to save the basketball and keep possession. Got it right underneath the basket to Blake Esbeck, who finished with the layup at the buzzer to make it just that three-point margin here at the intermission break. So a pretty back-and-forth ball game here so far as momentum swings go. And both teams at times have not been able to settle into their offenses, but when they have, looked pretty good. It seemed like Atlantic early on in the game really settled into their offense well, were very patient, got some good looks at the basket, and then when that run kind of turned on them, they seemed like they were. Lewis Central stepped up the pressure defensively, was getting hands and faces a little bit better, and the full court pressure also had an impact on them, and they were able to get some points in transition as well. But and then Atlantic kind of did the same thing right back at them there at the end of the second quarter to get back into the swing.
Yeah, defensive pressure on both sides, creating a lot of those opportunities for the two teams. And, you know, I'd like to see Atlantic come out of the locker room here at halftime, try to just be a little bit more physical defensively and see if they can create some issues and even push the basketball toward the basket a little bit more than they have been. At times here in the first half, they've been struggling to get the ball inside. I think a couple of times they had the wrong guy really handling the basketball in the position that they were in. But, you know, try to get into the lane. Try to create fouls. Atlantic was on the short end of the foul situation in the first half. It's not like they were in serious trouble, but Lewis Central never got into the bonus. They committed just five. Well, they were whistled for just five fouls in the first half. Atlantic, on the other hand, had Lewis Central in the bonus, and, of course, that technical foul also helped out with those two extra free throws. And, you know, you look at the score, three-point game, and, you know, real difference in the ball game is the free throw shooting. 8 of 10 for Lewis Central. 4 of 4 for Atlantic. It's not that one's not shooting as well as the other. It's just one's getting there more often.
Yeah. And one thing that I kind of noticed there in that first half, and this is something you don't really ever look at as a statistic to say, hey, this is an advantage in a ball game, but the times that Atlantic did get foul calls and they were inbounding the basketball, they did a pretty good job on their inbounds plays. They got Dalton Franken the ball in good spots a lot of times when they inbounded the ball, and he was able to get to the basket immediately and get some good shots. So that's an advantage as well. If you know you have that up your sleeve and you can force your way to the basket to create those foul situations where you do inbound underneath, and hey, if that's an advantage, take advantage of it. So we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's just about aggressiveness, but you got to be smart aggressive. You don't just want to be aggressive for the sake of running somebody over. You need to keep in control and get yourself in good position to be able to pick up fouls and get the ball to the basket. A couple three-point plays the old-fashioned way wouldn't be the worst thing in the world either.
So that's our score here at the halftime break. 31-28, Lewis Central on top here of Atlantic in this boys' Hawkeye 10 contest. We'll go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and we'll look at the numbers for you here from the first half of play. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Crop Production Services, they're ready to assist you with all of your crop input needs. Be prepared for the season, whether it's spring planting or fall harvest. For all of your seed, fertilizer, scouting, and crop protection needs, give Crop Production Services of Hancock a call today at 800-578-2902. Western Iowa Insurance in Avoca, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Company. Talk to Gary or Deanna today at Western Iowa Insurance in Avoca. J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation, year-round payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals, located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-5028.
Welcome back here to Lewis Central High School in Council Bluffs. At halftime, it's the Titans over the Trojans by a score of 31-28. And we'll take a look here at the numbers for you from the first half of play. For Atlantic in that first half, they were led by Dalton Franken, who did a pretty good job when he had the basketball in the right spot. He ends up with 10 points in that first half of play, and he was the guy that was at the line of 4-for-4. He made all the free throw attempts they attempted there in that first half. 6 points also chipped in by Gunnar Bloom on a couple of nifty drives, and then Chad Christensen hit a couple of threes that were big in the first half to hit 6 points, and two also chipped in from Blake Esbeck with that bucket right before the buzzer at the end of the half. So that's a look at the scoring. Also 4 points chipped in by Harrison Coig in the first quarter as well. And for the Titans, they were led in that first half by Josiah Shepard with 12 points. He was the one that went to the line when they got the technical foul, and he knocked 4 straight free throws down. Also hit a couple of three-pointers in that second quarter that were big. So 7 points for Lincoln Rodenberg, 6 points chipped in by Matt Anderson. Those all came in the first quarter. And also 2 points chipped in by Lamar Connor, 3 points for Trent Rudolph, and just 1 point there in that first half for Alex Reed. So some other guys stepping up offensively for Lewis Central there in that first half. And largely in part, a lot of their points came in that transition game, so that helped out. And then they also got a couple of nice tries on the outside off of offensive rebounds. It gave them quick tries at threes on the second attempt, and they were able to knock a couple of those down there in that first half of play. We mentioned they were 8-for-10 from the free throw line there in that first half, so shooting pretty well also from the charity stripe. Let's look at your numbers here for the first half of basketball here between the Titans and the Trojans. Both teams just now walking back out here onto the floor to get warmed up for the second half of play. We'll take another break and come back and get you set for the second half. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wiggison Johnson, a division of Ameriprise Financial Advisors, they'll help you with personal and small business financial planning. See Zach Wiggis or Jenny Johnson in Atlantic or Audubon. The Embers, just off Interstate 80 in Avoca, offering daily lunch and evening specials from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. Monday through Sunday. Also for large group dining, call The Embers in Avoca. Faith Pharmacy, your prescription and health care need headquarters in Adair. That's Fay Pharmacy in Adair. Stop by today. Fay Pharmacy.
Welcome back here to Lewis Central High School in Council Bluffs. It's a 31-28 halftime score as Lewis Central leads the Atlantic Trojans here by 3 points at the halftime intermission. Both teams getting ready to get back out there here as we start the second half. Thanks for tuning in here tonight on AM 1220 KJN, and those of you that are listening in around the world at KJN.com. Quick update for you college hoops fans as well. Creighton was taking on Drake tonight. That score at just near halftime now is a 40-25. Creighton leads that one at home here this evening. And also for all you college football fanatics out there in the ball game going on here tonight in the Sugar Bowl, it's the Virginia Tech taking on Michigan, and it's a 6-0 Virginia Tech with 14 and a half minutes left to go in the second quarter of that football game here this evening. But got a nice basketball game on hand here tonight as a Hawkeye 10 battle, and a key game here for both these two teams as the stretch run gets pretty hot and heavy here now as the Trojans are playing four games here in about a matter of a week, and they really would like to have a good second half here and get things going. They'll inbound here to start things off in the second half, and it's going to be Franken, Markham, Bloom, Hoig, and Christensen, the starting five out there on the floor here for the Trojans, and they'll have the basketball working from left to right here as we start this third quarter. Here's a pass out top to Franken. He forces his way into the lane, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound by Gunner Bloom. The putback is no good as he flipped it too strong, and the rebound comes down to Anderson for the Titans. And now Christensen gets in the passing lane as they try to run in transition and knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Titan basketball as they'll have Rudolph, Josiah Shepard, Alex Reed, Matt Anderson, and Lincoln Rodenberg. They're starting five out there here as we start the second half as well. Lewis Central working from right to left. Their home white uniforms with the blue lettering and trim, and they have it out front right now here with Shepard. He gets a screen but kicks it right side. Down in the corner to Rudolph. Anderson will swing it across now to Rodenberg. He stopped in his tracks, and he traveled with the basketball. He stopped with one pivot foot and then used that one to swing around, so he gets called for the walk. Good job by Gunner Bloom to come contest him quickly as he caught that pass. Forced turnover. Here's the Trojans, and a reach in there by Reed, but Christensen gets away, tries to throw a pass down the block, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Titans. Anderson got a foot on it. The Trojans will inbound here underneath. Christensen inbounds into the corner to Hoig. Now they get it up top to Franken. Now back into the corner. Christensen will try the three as he's open. No good. Rebound comes out to Anderson. Anderson will run it up the floor here right side. All the way throw it down to Rudolph. He goes to the rack. Flips one up awkwardly as some contact. No call there. And now stepping on the end line was Reed as he pulled down the rebound. So it's going to be Trojan. Oh.
Now, Bloom was out of bounds when he reached in to touch the basketball, try to swat it away. And since he was standing out of bounds, he's going to give the ball back to the Titans.
So the Titans will inbound, and Rudolph will key it in. He'll fire it up high up top to Rodenberg. Guarded closely by Bloom. He lost his handle on it, just fell to the floor, and he gets called for the double dribble.
Double dribble, travel, take your pick. When you're on the floor, you can't do much with it.
That was awkward. He just came right down and had a seat. Inbound now here for the Trojans, and they'll come back at it. Still the same score here. Nobody scored yet here in the second half. 6:44 to go third quarter. Trojans trying to get a good offensive possession. It's Markham out front with it. He'll get by the defender. Tries to kick it in the corner, but Reed with a quick hand slaps it out of bounds.
Two good athletes right there. Markham trying to go quickly to the hole, and Reed trying to stop him from doing so.
Here's going to be the inbound pass. Christensen got it. Dumps it off now here to Bloom. Bloom goes in the corner to Markham. Back up top to Christensen. A little bit awkward on the passing that time. Couldn't get anybody open. Now they get it to Franken. He'll lob it down on the block to Bloom. He forces a shot up off the glass and gets it to go. Gunner Bloom in traffic. Gets the bucket. First points of the second half. Up the floor now here. The Titans have it. Rudolph kicks it over to Rodenberg. It's 31-30. Titans with a one-point lead. Here's a drive by Anderson. Stops and floats one off the glass and gets it to go.
Really forced his way. Sorry, Chris, down there that time. But Harrison Hoig with two fouls. Couldn't do a whole lot about it.
And quickly, the Trojans get it to Harrison Hoig on the block on the other end. And he was a little bit out of control. But they say also was the defender, Shepard. And he's going to get hit with a foul. So Harrison Hoig will go to the line here to shoot two. The
Trojans may have caught a break there as Hoig was going hard to the basket and leaning, trying to get that shot away. With two fouls, the last thing you want to do is pick up his third right away here in this third quarter. So a break for Atlantic.
And he knocks home the first free throw off the back of the iron, and it pops straight up and went through. His first free throw attempt, and actually the first free throw attempt by anybody other than Franken. And he missed the second one, though, so he's 1-for-2. And now we have quickly another turnover here as it was thrown out of bounds by the Titans. And Atlantic will get it on the far side. Right at about the free throw line, they'll inbound. They'll get it in here to Christensen. He'll go right side with it. Now kick it over to left side, and the shot up and on the way. A three-point attempt knocked down by Gunnar Bloom. Gunnar Bloom's done a nice job scoring the ball tonight for the Trojans, and it's now a lead for Atlantic, 34-33. Now on the other end, a rising floater from the elbow that time by Reed, and he gets that one to go. Now the other end, another quick three pulled by Markham left side. He missed it. Rebound comes down to Rodenberg, and here come the Titans back the other way. Shepherd on the run with the basketball. He'll bring it up back out top. Drives right side, gets the screen, now dumps it off, tries to shove it on the give and go to Anderson. He awkwardly caught it. He was kind of bobbling it all the way down the lane and then puts one up off the glass and in.
And he was in the lane a long time.
Inbound and are now on the other way. Here are the Trojans in a wild attempt by Markham as he went to the basket. Missed the shot. Rebound comes down to the Titans and they'll run it the other way. Here's Shepherd with the basketball. Pass off to Reed. Almost lost it. Able to save it. Kicks it back out to Shepherd. Pump fakes to get Markham to fly by. Shot up and no good. Rebound pulled down by Franken. And now the Trojans will try to settle things down here for a moment. Markham walks it up, drives right side with the basketball, and now we're going to have a foul on the floor before it even got towards the defenders. And the foul is going to be whistled here against Shepherd. Josiah Shepherd picks up his third. Lamar Connor checks back in. Anderson goes to the bench for the Titans. Inbound into the corner goes to Markham. He gets it off to Franken. He slices his way to the basket, and he gets hit on the elbow, and he'll go to the line to shoot too. Connor came across and swatted him on the arm.
Yeah, it was a nice effort there by Dalton Franken to really goat them into that foul as he hung in the air, double pumped, and got fouled on the second attempt.
That's the first on Connor, and now Franken up with the free throw attempt and good. So a quick positive in the other direction as far as a foul goes here early on here in this second half. Three so far now in the half against the Titans, and Franken knocks down the second free throw. He's perfect from the charity stripe tonight, and it's 37-36. And now a steal. Christensen steals it. He'll run the other way. Back behind the back pass to Markham, and he lays it in with the left hand. And now we're going to have a timeout taken here from the Lewis Central coaching staff. Good job in transition by the Trojans, and it'll be a full timeout. 4:17 left to go, third quarter. Trojans now lead it 38-37. Back in a minute with some high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association, American Motel and Suites in Elkhorn, where they are offering a great chance to get away without having to travel very far. So if you're looking to spend quality time with that special someone or a chance to get away, head for the American Motel and Suites in Elkhorn. Oakland Pharmacy, your good neighbor pharmacy, offering competitive prices and hometown service. They're a convenient stop on your way home from seeing specialists in the city. Oakland Pharmacy, located at Highways 6 and 59 on the south edge of Oakland. Smith Heating and Plumbing Incorporated in Wyota is owned and operated by Guy and Shane Smith, who have provided quality craftsmanship since 1979. They are your authorized York and Climate Master dealer. For all of your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and commercial refrigerator needs, give Smith Heating and Plumbing a call at 712-783-4528.
Back here after the timeout, and the Titans made a quick mistake. They threw it out of bounds. Nobody got their hand on the basketball, and it went out of bounds. The Trojans get to inbound underneath here the basket again. Before the break, it was a nice pass from Christensen on the break down the left side to Markham, who laid it in to get the lead here for the Trojans, and now they'll work with it on offense. Left side in the corner, Franken tries the three, a little bit of a hesitation on the shot, and he missed it, and the rebound comes down now to the Titans. On the run, they'll throw it in the far side of the corner to Shepherd. Shepherd's going to drive, gets it off to Reed, and he'll go up with the shot. He gets fouled from behind. Christensen thought he got all ball and tapped it away from him, but he's going to get whistled for his third foul. First foul of the half now here against the Trojans. And it'll be Alex Reed at the line here for two free throws. 38-37, Trojans lead it right now. But now it's a tie ball game because Reed just knocked down the first free throw. One more coming now here for Alex Reed. And that one is also good. So he knocks down both. And it's back to a one-point lead for the Titans. 39-38. 3:46 to go, third quarter. And Markham lost the handle on the ball, dribbling in traffic, tried to work around his own player in Bloom, who's over there, and just lost the handle on it, goes out of bounds. And now, it was a bad handoff from the official, so he's going to give Reed another crack at it here. The inbound, and he'll key it in. And gets it into MacArthur, who got by the defenders, flies up there, gets it to Connor, who's wide open, and he'll put it off the glass high and in. Just a quick break of the pressure that time by MacArthur as the Trojans caught flat-footed reaching for the basketball. 41-38, Titans on top. Here's Franken out top. He'll pull it for the jumper from 16 feet and knocks it down. Big bucket from Dalton Franken. Now the Titans will run it up the floor. Reed got away with a walk there. Now he'll shove it across. Gets it over to Rodenberg. Now back to Reed. He'll float one up. Good job by Markham making the just a shot. Missed it. Connor got the rebound, though, and then he misses a shot but does get fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
It sure looked to me like that ball just slipped out of his hand as he went up to try to make the shot. There weren't any Trojans going up after it. Everybody had kind of mistimed their leaps earlier trying to go for that loose ball.
Well, they slapped the foul on Dalton Franken, and that'll be his second. And Connor at the free throw line misses the first. ...41-40, Titans with the one-point lead right now. 3:07 to go, third quarter. Shot up off the back of the iron, no good by Connor. Rebound, though, by Rodenberg, and he spins to the basket and knocks one off the glass and in. Tough break for the Trojans that time. And it's 2 points there for Rodenberg. 43-40 now, Titans. Here's Markham out front, dribbling the ball, gets it off to Christensen. He'll try the quick three and knocks it down. Big shot by Chad Christensen, and it's tied back at 43. Now the Titans almost lose it on the other end, but they're able to corral it. It's MacArthur out front with it, as they let Reed play the off guard right now. He'll screen for Rodenberg, but now they'll kick it over right side MacArthur. MacArthur, back up top it goes to Shepard. Shepard will get a screen, now kick it off to Reed. He slices to the lane, lost the handle on the basketball, but they call a foul. Slipped right out of his hands after he caught it and turned towards the basket. They're going to whistle Sam Markham for his third foul. And we'll go to the free throw line here as Alex Reed will be there. Two shots coming for Reed. First free throw up on the way, and that one rattles around and falls through.
Trojans have held Reed to just one field goal tonight. 6 points in the game. Just one field goal for the leading scorer for the Titans on the year.
Anderson checked back in here for the Titans, and Blake Esbeck comes back in now here for the Trojans. Second free throw by Reed is good. So he did his damage that time there at the free throw line. And it's 45-43, two-point lead for the Titans. Bloom gets it across, now throws it away. Threw it right into the hands of Lamar Connor. Titans work it up the floor. Here's MacArthur. A bounce pass off to Shepard. He'll fire the three. It's good. Right in transition. And Shepard now has 15 points. It's 48-43. 5-point lead for the Titans. Lesbeck will fire it across over to Markham. Markham will run the point right now here as Christensen is in the far corner as they set up a corner look offense this time for the Trojans. Now they'll pass it off Markham. He gets open for a three. He'll try it and he knocks it down. So a big three-pointer there from Sam Markham, and now a quick 30-second timeout is going to be taken here by Coach Steve Blazek and the Trojans. As they want to talk things over here, it seems like each time the Trojans either get caught up, they get down a little bit, and then somebody makes a big shot to get them right back into it again, as Markham just did there with that three. That was Markham's first basket, actually, of the contest, so that was nice to see him knock one down and maybe starts getting in a little bit of a rhythm. Trojans have hit 5 from the perimeter so far here tonight. And they may need some more of that here down the stretch run to keep up with the Titans. After the quick timeout, both teams back out there quickly. 1:32 left to go third quarter. It's 48-46. 2-point lead here for Lewis Central, and they'll inbound against full court pressure. Reed will key it in. Can't find anybody. Having trouble now. Gets it into MacArthur and then gets it right back. And the Trojans will back off. Reed flies up the floor, kicks it left side. Shepard will try the long three, missed it short. Rebound pulled down by Franken. Franken now will push it up the floor on the dribble. Out front with it. Will go straight to the basket, and he's going to get a foul call here as they're going to whistle Reed on the arm. Franken might have got away with a walk that time. So Reed picks up the foul. That'll be his third, and he's going to head to the bench immediately as they'll bring Lincoln Rodenberg back in. That's the 14th foul here against the Titans, so the Trojans will inbound here underneath the basket. Kick it out top here to Markham. Markham will kick it over to Franken left side. He'll dribble into the lane. Tried to float one up, but Connor blocked it, and the Titans come away with it as it swatted right back to Connor. Up the floor to Rodenberg right side. Down on the block, Anderson's open, lets the defender fly by, then gets fouled from behind. Hard as it was Franken underneath there to contest the shot.
I think Gunnar Bloom's going to get that foul from the backside. I thought he was a volleyball player there for just a minute. He was trying to spike one.
So at the line now, and it was Bloom that picks up his second. Anderson will go for two, and he makes the first one. That's the 14th foul now here against the Trojans. Second free throw, no good. Rebound by Franken as he went up high to get that one. 57 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Trojans trail by 3, 49-46. Out front, it's Christensen. Left side to Markham. Pump faking a drive. Into the lane. Floats one up. No good, but he gets fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Nice job by Sam. Use your athleticism. Get inside. Make them do something.
Lamar Connor picks up his second foul. And Markham will go to the line here. His first trip to the line tonight. And that's short. Markham misses the first. 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. Still a three-point margin, 49-46. Titans on top, and the second free throw by Markham is good, so he makes one out of two. Quickly, Rodenberg will run up right side for the Titans. Gets it off to Anderson. Anderson up top to Shepard. Shepard hangs on to it, 39 seconds, and now he'll back off as they'll use clock here and wind things down in this third quarter. Pass over to MacArthur. He'll drive. Now back it back out. Guarded by Esbeck over that far right side. Pass off to Anderson out top at the center circle. 16 seconds to go in the quarter. Anderson will drive against Bloom. Now stop, picks it up, kicks it over to MacArthur. MacArthur guarded now by Christensen. He'll squeeze on the sideline. Now dribbling into the... He cut away with a double dribble. Got to the basket and gets the layup, and now the Trojans lose it, and a quick shot at the buzzer. It was missed by Rodenberg, so they avoid any extra disaster there, but the bucket did count there a moment ago as MacArthur got away with the double dribble to get through traffic, and that'll make the score 51-47 here at the end of the third quarter. Jim Field will have the call of the fourth for you coming up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hall's Floor Covering, located at 906 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. Kirk has over 25 years' experience in the flooring business. Whether it's carpet, vinyl, laminate, or hardwood, he'll take care of it from start to finish. Visit with Kirk or Bev today at Hall's Floor Covering in Atlantic. Never say can't, that's the motto at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland. For all your welding and fabrication needs on all types of metals, stop and see Dan Anstey, owner-operator, Dan's Welding Service in downtown Cumberland. Call 712-774-2215. Atlantic Motor Supply, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Atlantic. trust quality NAPA parts for your automotive needs. See your local NAPA dealer today, Atlantic Motor Supply in downtown Atlantic.
...51-47, Lewis Central with a four-point lead over Atlantic as we head to the fourth quarter between these two Hawkeye 10 conference foes here tonight in Council Bluffs. Ball inbounded by the Titans, and it'll be MacArthur to the front court with it. MacArthur, Reed, Shepherd, Anderson, and Connor on the floor to start this fourth quarter. Is a quick shot down the far side, going to the basket by Josiah. Shepherd missed. Frank in the rebound, up the floor quickly, into the corner, right side, it goes to Markham. And they're going to hit him with a travel. Markham got bounced around pretty good there by the Titans. He ends up on the floor. No foul call. They whistle him for the walk, and that'll turn the ball right back over to Lewis Central. Connor with a nice gesture to help his opponent up off the floor. Out of the front court, MacArthur breaks pressure quickly to the corner. Shepherd for three from the right side, and he buries it from the right corner. Josiah Shepherd coming up big here tonight for the Titans. He's got 18 points. 54-47, a seven-point Titan lead here. 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Christensen front court with it now for Atlantic. A double screen up top for him. He goes right, now back left. It's Franken with a basketball to the corner. Markham, he'll try the three ball. No good. Rebound inside, taken by Connor. Now MacArthur with it. He'll hustle to the front court. He's fouled to the backside. That's Sam Markham. That'll be four now on Sam reaching in, picking up that foul. No free throws for either team, neither in the bonus. That's the fifth team foul against Atlantic. Lewis Central's also been whistled for five here in the second half. So each team with one yet to give. Just over 7 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Titans with a basketball and a seven-point lead over the Trojans. Walking to the front court, they go to the high post now. With it is Anderson, dumps it down low. Connor drives, spins in the lane, nowhere to go. Back to Anderson. He spins. Free throw line jumper off the glass. Missed it wide left. Rebound taken off the window there by Franken for the Trojans. Up the floor they come. It's Bloom left wing. Bounce feed underneath. Franken tried to post. Turns in traffic. Back shot good and a foul. Nice job by Markham. Posting inside, I say Franken, it was Sam Markham with the basket down low on the post. He gets the basket, and he'll get a free throw as well. Foul against the Titans.
Yeah, I didn't see who they whistled that.
They whistled that against MacArthur. That'll be his first. Free throw by Markham, rattles home. So a three-point play the hard way there by Sam Markham. Harrison Hoyt back in. Markham will check out with four fouls now. It's 54-50, a four-point ball game with 6:35 left to play. Gunnar Bloom blew a tire, so he'll... Or actually, it's Dalton Franken down tying the shoelace. Now we go back to action as the Titans will inbound. Reed leaves it for MacArthur. And MacArthur will bring the ball across the timeline. MacArthur in the center circle, guarded by Blake Esbeck. Trojans sticking, for the most part, man-to-man here tonight. Right side, Shepherd, the lob, Reed. Alex Reed bounces it back outside Shepherd. Left side, MacArthur, hesitates, now drives to the baseline. The wraparound, no good. Franken got up, made him change his mind and wrap it around. Couldn't get it to go, and Bloom the rebound. He struggles up the floor with it now, leaves it for Franken. Franken with the basketball, top of the arc. Drives right side into the lane, and we've got a foul on the floor. Quick couple of steps to get started there, and the foul is going to be whistled against Matt Anderson. That'll be his second. And that will give the ball to the Trojans. Oh, no, it will not. That's the seventh team foul. So that will send now Atlantic to the free throw line here as Franken will shoot the 1-1.
We've seen that a couple times from Franken where he just pretty much decided that I'm just going to pick up the ball and try to go to the hoop even as far out as the elbow. And it's worked out for him as he's gotten the foul calls.
First one is good. Franken will get one more. And his second try is also perfect. Splashes down a couple. It's a two-point game. 54-52, and a breakaway now as Connor will go to the lane. Oh, and he lays it in on a foul. They had a wide-open break on the backside as MacArthur and Connor were wide open up the floor. They got it to Connor, and he lays it in, and Esbeck comes flying from the backside and tries to slap it away. An ill-advised decision there by Blake. He picks up the foul. So give Connor the basket. Now a chance to make it a three-point play. Free throw on the way. No good. Bangs that one off the back of the... Ooh, he almost picked up a foul there as he ran right into Harrison Hoyg, who came down with a rebound. Now up the floor, Trojans have it. Bloom pulls up left side. The 18-footer, no good. Rebound, Connor inside. Out it goes. Lewis Central trying to run. MacArthur up the floor, left side. Into the lane, crosses over, down low. He got fouled. Looked like he traveled with the basketball. They're going to hit a foul on the Trojans. That's going to be against Chad Christensen. And that'll be his fourth. Markham already on the bench with four. Christensen now picks up his fourth. With 5:40 left to play here in this fourth quarter. MacArthur at the free throw line now with a chance to shoot the 1-1 here for Lewis Central. Front end of the bonus is good. And MacArthur buries the first. That's his first free throw attempt here in the ball game. He's only got 3 points, which seems hard to believe. It seems like he's had the ball in his hands most of the night.
Yeah.
5-point lead now for the Titans. Second try, no good. Banks that one hard off the back of the iron. The rebound tapped around, kept alive by Hoyg, and now a traveling violation call. He kept it alive, feeding it back inbounds on the save down low to Christensen. They call Christensen for a travel.
Tough call there. It looked like Christensen caught it pretty cleanly and headed up the floor in the proper manner, but say he took the step before he dribbled.
So the inbounds pass, Lewis Central out top. Rucker has it inside now. He'll turn and feed it back out. Shepherd, the head fake, the drive. Left side to MacArthur, the three. No, in and out. Rebound, Franken. Trojans have it. Christensen, backcourt, and he's fouled. They're going to whistle MacArthur now for the foul. He's getting a little chippy now. The officials, well, let's just say things haven't been very consistent tonight.
No.
And now the players are starting to bark back a little bit. They're not liking every whistle that blows.
Yeah. And they, especially early in the game, Lewis Central was playing very tight, you know, pressure defense with a lot of bumping and a lot of hands on hips, and they're getting away with it, and now they're starting to call some of those things up the floor.
Christensen at the line makes the front end of the bonus. He'll get another. He's in double digits now with 10 points. And Coach Miller for Lewis Central, probably a smart thing. He took MacArthur, set him on the bench for just a little bit, kind of get him calmed down. He's going to need him out there down the stretch. The last thing you need is for to kind of build up that steam up and down the floor. Second free throw also good. Christensen will hit the bench now.
Markham comes back in.
Markham with four. Christensen out with four. And a foul on the backcourt. And now Dalton Franken will pick up his third as we have a foul on the arm in the backside off of the inbound, and that will send Shepherd to the free throw line on the other side.
That's a pretty tough one to take there that time for the Trojans, but obviously they can tell the officials are clamping down with the calls, especially in the transition up the floor.
Yeah, but we didn't come here to watch a free throw shooting contest. And the first one good by Shepherd. The Elks will do their national hoop shooting contest Saturday at the Y, not tonight here at Lewis Central High School. 5:22 left in the fourth quarter, 58-54. Lewis Central leading. Make it 59-54 as Shepherd buries both free throws. Boy, pretty good free throw shooting here tonight by both teams. 5-point lead for the Titans. Trojans have it. Plenty of time. 5:15 left in the fourth. Markham drives the lane all the way with a right-hand floater. No good. And he tried to get the rebound back. Connor over the top got the board. Now the Titans back up the floor. Shepherd left side. Drives into the lane. Shuffles it across Connor. Goes to the hole. Hesitates and banks one in. The long 6'6 Lamar Connor to the rack for two more. And it's back to a 7-point Lewis Central lead. 61-54. Timeout. Atlantic. 5:51 left to play in the game. 61-54, Titans back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. D&J Supply at 1445 Highway 71 in Audubon. Family owned and operated, specializing in top quality service. See them today for brake work and wheel balancing, a great selection of batteries and auto accessories. That's D&J Supply in Audubon on Highway 71. The Sports Bar at the Super Bowl in Atlantic. Enjoy open bowling during the week and glow bowling on the weekends. The Super Bowl features sandwiches, pizza, and your favorite beverages. That's the Super Bowl on the east edge of Atlantic. And contact Jamie or Dean at J&J Custom Graphic Design in Atlantic. They can increase your business visibility by putting your company's name or logo on a variety of apparel like shirts, hats, coats, pens, and keychains, just to mention a few. That's J&J Custom Graphic Design in Atlantic.
4 minutes, 51 seconds left to play here in the ball game. 61-54, Lewis Central with the lead over Atlantic as we head down the stretch. Trojans have two timeouts, Lewis Central with three left as Atlantic will have the ball back out of the break. Markham takes the inbound and he'll bring it forward. Markham right side gets a screen, kicks it across, Bloom, left side, Esbeck in the corner. He dumps it down low. Harrison Hoyg in traffic got the ball off to Franken. Now the fall away, left side no good. Markham though the rebound. Out top now Bloom, he drives, kicks out, Markham right side. Franken open, free throw line jumper, won't go, got his own rebound, puts it right back up, and in and a foul. Lamar Connor got those long arms out a little too far that time as Dalton Franken followed his own missed shot and gets the foul call and the basket. One of those free throw line jumpers, you can see if it's short, it's coming right back at you, and he did a good job to get right after it. Free throw by Franken on the way, and it is good. He is perfect from the line tonight. 61-57, now a four-point game. Trojans have had a tough time. They have led by one a couple of times here in the second half, but that's it. Then Lewis Central's bounced the lead right back in their favor. It's four right now. Titans ball out top. Rodenberg is back in. His quick pass tipped away and stolen. Hank Franken got a hand on it. Markham up with the basketball. He'll take it right to the rack. Hesitates. Banker left side. Oh, in and out. No good. And a foul. That's going to be Dalton Franken over the top. That'll be his fourth. Yikes. The Trojans have Markham, Christensen, and Franken all on the floor. With four, well, it's actually Christensen on the bench, but they all have four fouls here in the ball game, and we're going to walk to the other side and shoot free throws.
Yeah, that's a tough one to take. He did get caught in a bad spot and just decided to go up for over the top and try to get the basketball. Kind of a reactionary play there for him, but does get hit with the foul, and now it's tough for the Trojans here. They got to be very careful. You've got your two main ball handlers and the two of your best scorers that are four fouls, and now your leading scorer with four fouls.
Free throw good as Matt Anderson goes to the line and makes the first. 4:05, lots of time left here in the fourth quarter. One more try coming here from Matt Anderson. And his is good as well. Second one also good. It's back to a six-point lead now. It's 63-57. Christensen back into the ballgame as Esbeck will check out. Markham takes the inbound now for the Trojans. Backcourt. A little pressure by Shepard. He'll break that and get it across now to Franken. Left side wing. It goes now to Bloom. Hoyg. He'll hand it to Christensen off the fade, and he'll throw up a three. Chad Christensen right side just took the pass, took the hand off and tossed it in. Cuts the lead in half at 63-60. Up the floor now, Josiah Shepard picks up his dribble. He lost the ball. He tried to feed it off quickly to Reed. It right through his hand. Stolen. 3-on-2 break. Oh, and Bloom's going to try to go right to the rack. Bad decision. Bloom decided to take it himself right to the rack, and he ran right through a double team down low, and he picks up the offensive foul.
He had Markham running with him. I mean, it should have made some attempt to at least maybe draw the defenders with a look that way, or get the pass off to the other side and maybe then get it back, but he just decided to try to plow through and it cost him.
Well, still a three-point game, 3.5 minutes left to play here in the fourth quarter. 63-60 Titans with the basketball. Right side with it, Anderson well off the arc. Off the dribble drive with the left hand now, out top, stops and feeds it back. Reed out top now to Shepard. Shepard with the basketball, right side Anderson. Dumped down low, we've got a foul, and that may do it for Sam Markham. As Josiah Shepard tried to cut to the basket down the lane, and they're going to call Markham for a grab, and that will be all for him as Markham has to leave with 3:16 remaining here in this fourth quarter.
That's another tough call because Shepard really just kind of forced the contact as he tried to cut towards the basket, and Markham was just running side by side with him, and the contact is what they called the foul on, and you can obviously tell he's frustrated after that one and fouling out of the game.
Blake Esbeck checks back in to take his place. It's double bonus now for both teams, so Shepard will get two automatically, and he makes the first. He's perfect from the line here tonight as well. He's 7 of 7 from the free throw line. Second try by Shepard is also good. He makes them both. 65-60, Titans by 5. 3:15 left to play. Franken will walk the ball up the floor now for the Trojans. So he gets it across the timeline. Reed will pick him up out top defensively. He'll drive the lane. Franken floating right side. Bank shot up and good. Connor hit the floor trying to draw the charge, but not going to get that one. 65-62. It's a three-point game. Titans ball with a lead into the front court. MacArthur left side now to Reed on the arc. Out it goes to Anderson. He tries to get into the lane. Can't. Ball knocked away by Bloom. Bloom cut him off, and it's stolen by Esbeck. Here come the Trojans with a chance to tie with a three. Markham, left side. Esbeck, long three try, short. Hit the front of the rim. Ball knocked away. Picked up, though, by Anderson, and he'll keep it. And up the floor now comes Shepard as Bloom rides him up the floor. Now the bounce feed low to Anderson. And we're going to have a timeout asked for by Lewis Central. Dan Miller off the bench. That's a good timeout. That's a full timeout, so we'll take a break along with them. 2:30 left, 65-62. Titans lead the Trojans. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Daryl D. Smith Company. Look to Mark Smith for answers regarding traditional and Roth IRAs. If you've been wondering which IRA best fits you, give Mark Smith a call at 243-2466 or stop by Daryl D. Smith Company, 603 Poplar in Atlantic. If you want a beautiful yard that's weed-free and green as can be, give Jim Fisher of Fisher Turf Care a call. Jim offers free estimates and can answer any of your lawn care questions. Call Fisher Turf Care today at 783-4232 or 249-0044. R&B Feeds at Atlantic, specializing in show feed for chickens, lambs, cattle, hogs, goats, horses, and rabbits. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturday till noon. R&B Feeds will also custom blend. Just call them and mix it any way you want it. That's R&B Feeds, 200 Oak Street in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Council Bluff, 65-62. Going to take this one right down to the wire here tonight. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left to play in the basketball game. The Trojans shorthanded. Sam Markham fouled out a little bit ago, so he's unavailable for the Trojans. And Atlantic will play defense, trailing by three. Inbounds quickly. Anderson goes to the rack and lays it in. He went right to the rack, and right past Gunner Bloom, got the bucket. And it's 67-62, Titans. Atlantic basketball now as they cross the timeline. Franken running the offense out top. Oh, and a bad pass stolen away. Here near side. Oh, and now it's lost by the Titans as MacArthur can't handle it. Reed came up with it. He floats around, and they're going to call a foul on Esbeck. Well, we probably had about three different traveling violations there on the way up the floor, but they end up with a foul call on Blake Esbeck. Be his second. And that'll send Reed to the free throw line here to shoot a couple for the Titans. And the first one is good. Everybody in the double bonus, so everybody gets two shots for everything here the rest of the way. 2:09 left on the clock. 68-62, Lewis Central. Second free throw on the way, and that one is good as well. Reed hits them both. Trojans with the ball down 7, 2:05 remaining. Bloom to the front court now on the dribbles. He gets it across, and he'll leave it for Franken. Franken playing with four fouls, so is Christensen. Markham's already fouled out. Franken out top, the crossover goes left side. Esbeck out top now to Bloom. Down a minute 48 left. Bloom, crossover into the lane, floats, dumps it off now for Franken. He leans, no good, got his own rebound. The putback is no good, he's fouled, he'll get two in tight. Every foul now has everyone throwing their hands up saying, what, me? Going to be Matt Anderson. He was the one who said, what, me?
It's usually that guy, isn't it?
It usually is the guy who throws his hands in the air, yeah. 7-point lead here for the Titans. Trojans trying to knock that down, and Franken misses his first free throw attempt of the night. That's his first miss after, yikes, what do you make? 4, 6, 9 in a row. Second try here by Franken. He rattles that one home. Shaves a point off the lead now for Lewis Central. 69-63. Quickly to the front court. MacArthur drives the lane. Quick pass across. Anderson shot blocked and a foul call. The official furthest away from the play blows the whistle, throws the hand in the air. He's going to call a foul on Blake Esbeck. That'll be his third.
Pretty good play by Esbeck. He got it all ball there. Might have got a little bit with the hip as he reached out because he had to extend pretty far for it, but really a pretty good defensive play.
Anderson at the line for two, and the first one comes up short. One more try here for Anderson. A minute 35 remaining. 69-63, Titans. Second try here by Anderson. And that one is no good. It's long. Oh, it's in. Oh, in and out. It looked like it was long. Then it hit again and rattled around and eventually came out. Bloom the rebound. Trojans ball, front court. Bloom out top. Drives the right side of the lane. Floats one inside. Got it to go. Gunner Bloom cutting through traffic. not his specialty, but it worked out that time as he got that one to go. And a quick timeout asked for now by Atlantic coach Steve Blazek. This will be a full timeout with a minute 24 left. 69-65, Lewis Central leads. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Better Basement Technologies is Southwest Iowa's most affordable waterproofing and foundation repair contractor. If you've got water in your basement, a crack in your foundation, or bowing walls, we've got a custom-made and affordable solution. Call Better Basement Technologies today for a free estimate, and we'll help make your basement dry, stable, and usable again. Better Basement Technologies. That's 1-877-DRY-DOGS. Crop Production Services. They're ready to assist you with all of your crop input needs. Be prepared for the season, whether it's spring planting or fall harvest. For all of your seed, fertilizer, scouting, and crop protection needs, give Crop Production Services of Hancock a call today. 800-578-2902.
'69-'65, Lewis Central leads by four. As we come back to action, MacArthur, Anderson, Reed, Shepherd, and Connor on the floor for Lewis Central. For Atlantic, it's Christensen, Franken, Esbeck, Stuart Hoig, and Gunnar Bloom. Minute 24 left. Lewis Central inbounds backcourt. It's Anderson with it. Anderson will leave it off now for Reed. Trojans trying to play a little pressure defense on the backside. Man on man. Now Reed to the front court. He'll leave it outside for Shepherd. Down to a minute 10 left to play. Lewis Central trying to stretch the floor a bit. Now Reed takes the bounce pass as Shepherd drives. Reed baseline, leaves it back outside for Anderson. They're going to try to make Atlantic chase as we're down to a minute left to play. 4-point lead for the Titans. Shepherd on the dribble, down the lane, kicks it across. It's Connor with it, and he'll feed it out to Reed. Reed outside, and a reach-in foul called on Dalton Franken. That'll be all for him. That is his fifth. Well, Franken will have to leave the game with 50 seconds remaining. And that'll send Reed to the free throw line.
Well, you had to do something there, and it was pretty obvious they're going to have to end up fouling, but you would have liked to get somebody else out there to commit that foul so you can keep Franken on the floor.
Harrison Hoig will check into the ball game now. 50 seconds left in a 4-point game. At the free throw line is Alex Reed. He's been pretty good. Well, I was going to say he's been pretty good from the line. He's missed only one tonight, now two, as he misses the first. One more try here for Reed. And his second one here is good. He throws one of two into the hole. And a timeout on the floor. This one will be asked for by Lewis Central. 50 seconds remaining here in the ball game. It's a 5-point game. We'll keep it here during the timeout. Each team with one timeout remaining. 50 seconds on the clock. It's 70-65. 5-point ball game. The Trojans will have possession as we come back out of the break. Still plenty of opportunity here for Atlantic. That's not the issue. The tough part is you got your two leading scorers sitting on the bench, fouled out of the ball game. They are ineligible. Franken just a few seconds ago. And Sam Markham just a couple of minutes ago. They are both eliminated from competition here tonight with fouls. Trojans have not, although it's evened up a little bit here in the second half, the Trojans have not had the better end of the foul situation here tonight.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see now what they do, scheme-wise, or who you're going to try to get the ball to. Christensen's done a pretty good job shooting the ball tonight from the perimeter, so he might be a guy you kind of look for and try to key off of. And of course, Bloom's had some success as well going to the basket, so those are two guys you look for.
Trojans will inbound. Christensen off the screen. We'll get it and run to the front court with it. Down the lane. Cross it goes to Harrison Hoig. Right to the rack. Lays it in. Quickly, they get 2 points. And it's a 3-point game, 70-67. 40 seconds left. And a foul in the backcourt. That'll be against Harrison Hoig. A little shove there to Alex Reed on the hip. And so for Hoig, the foul is his third. And apparently the Trojans' solution here right now is to try to score as quickly as you can and try to lengthen the game as much as you can by fouling on the other side. As Reed gets that one to rattle around quite a bit, but falls through, and it's a 4-point game again, 71-67. Back to a two-possession game. 37 seconds left. Second free throw, no good. Reed gets his own rebound. That is a missed call. He took off after that ball. As soon as he let it go, that should have been a
a bad free throw because he crossed that line way too early. But the officials allow him to get in there, get the rebound, and the Titans keep possession. And now a foul as Shepard trying to dribble away time. Gets fouled out front. And they're going to whistle that against Blake Esbeck. Reed knew immediately when he tossed that free throw up that he'd missed it, and he chased it right down. Free throw good by Josiah Shepard. Boy, he's perfect on the night as well. He is 9 of 9 from the free throw line. 72-67. 25 seconds left. Second free throw good again. Shepard having a big night. 73-67. Christensen front court. Hoig left side goes right to the lane. Oh, he gets fouled and gets the basket. Matt Anderson picks up his fourth and does the Trojans a really big favor. They were just trying to get two, and now the Trojans will get a chance to cut this lead back down to a one possession, 3 points. 19 seconds left. Harrison Hoig, the free throw on the way. It is no good. Anderson the rebound. And a quick foul on the backside once again. We'll walk to the other end and shoot free throws. Foul going to be whistled against Gunnar Bloom, and that will be the fourth on him. So we walk to the other side with 18 seconds left. It'll be Matt Anderson at the free throw line here for the Titans. Lewis Central leading by four. Everybody in the double bonus. It's because we've had like 800 fouls here in the second half. Yeah. He misses the first free throw. That's three misses in a row for Anderson. I think the Trojans have targeted who they'd like to hit if they have to foul. One more for Anderson here. And the second one, oh, that's good. He makes one of his two. That knocks it back up to a five-point game. It was already a two-possession game anyway. And now a timeout asked for here by Lewis Central. That'll be their final timeout here in the ballgame. We'll keep it right here during this break. 18 seconds on the clock here in the fourth quarter. 74-69. Lewis Central the lead. Trojans have tried several times to make runs. They've gotten close, taking a couple of one-point leads here in the second half. But the Titans have not lost their moxie here in their second half. They continue to battle and get that lead right back. It's been stretching out, I think about seven or so is about as big as it's been in the second half. But they've been able to stretch it back out to anywhere from 4 to 7 points and really not let the Trojans get close enough to get dangerous.
Yeah, they just seem to kind of build that gap up every time Atlantic starts to fight back into the basketball game. And then, of course, having that lead here down towards the end of the ball game was a huge advantage for them, being able to just work the ball and use some clock and then force Atlantic to start fouling to extend the game. And they've done a terrific job at the free throw line here tonight. So if it, you know, comes down to the end of the day, that's what ends up being the difference. So you can really look at that because they went to the line an awful lot and did pretty well when they were there, especially a couple of different players in Reed and Shepard.
Well, the Titans are 14 of 20 from the free throw line here in the second half. Or here in the fourth quarter. They've only made four field goals. They've done it mostly from the free throw line. Trojans inbound, backcourt, Esbeck up the floor. Left side quickly to Bloom. He steps back, tries the three from the arc. Oh, it's in off the glass. Gunnar Bloom elevates and banks one home. And that makes it a two-point game now. Holy smokes, all of a sudden. I don't think he called that, but no. It'll take it nonetheless off the left wing. He banks it home for three. And it's... Well, Trojans just won't go away. 74-72. It's a two-point game now. Lewis Central leading. 9 seconds on the clock. And Atlantic has taken its final timeout. So neither team has any timeouts left. Neither team has many fouls at all to give. They've given enough away here in the second half as it is.
I just saw Mitch Leiferman up off the bench to check in, so he might be the guy they tell, hey, you go find this guy and foul him as quick as you can. And that might be like an Anderson out there on the floor who hasn't been as good from the line. And then hope, of course, to get the rebound and get up the floor quickly for an attempt here at the end.
Well, Anderson has struggled a bit. He is 4 of 8 from the line. Lamar Connor, if he's still on the floor when we come back out of the timeout, he's 0 for 3 from the free throw line. Everybody else that's been to the line has been knocking him down. Mm-hmm. Like their underhand tosses from 2 feet away. They've all been tipping them home. And Connor is on the floor. But I doubt he'll touch the ball unless it's absolutely necessary.
Yeah. And it looks like Anderson's going to be the guy to throw it in, so you can't really get him.
9 seconds. 9.3 to be exact on the clock. Titans will inbound on the backside. Anderson will try to key it in. They look. Still look. Now fire it in. Oh, and it's knocked away, and it's out of bounds. It'll be the Titans' ball. Boy, it was thrown over toward MacArthur.
Espec was just guarding MacArthur, and it actually hit the back of Espec's arm and then bounced out of bounds next to the Trojan bench. 7 seconds left. Titans will try again in the backcourt to inbound. This time they do. Trojans need to foul. They've got it in the backside. Now Harrison Hoyt reaches Alex Reed and fouls him. 4.6 on the clock. That'll be four on Hoyt. And the Trojans now have to hope that Reed makes no more than one of his two free throws that he has coming back. This is really Atlantic's last stand. 4.6 on the clock. Reed at the line. The first one is good. That makes it a three-point game. Now this one's absolutely critical. Christensen back in now. Lieferman is out. If Reed misses this, the Trojans are going to have to rebound and get it up the floor quickly and look for a three. Here's the second try by Reed. It's on the way, and it is good. He knocks it down, and that pretty well ices it away. Bloom takes the inbound, runs the floor, stops, fires one up just inside the arc. It's good, but there's the buzzer, and that only tightens up the score a little bit. 76-74, your final. Lewis Central with the win here tonight over the Atlantic Trojans. A free throw shooting contest broke out here tonight, and Lewis Central just a little bit better here this evening as the Titans win it by two. We'll take a break. Be back to wrap it up for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Doctors Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of Cass County Memorial Hospital's Medical Clinic in Atlantic. To make an appointment, give them a call today at 243-1833. Tires and Service in Adair, your source for Firestone Farm tires. No matter what your farm equipment, Firestone has the tires for you. Plus, Tires and Service in Adair offers on-the-farm tire repair. Give Tires and Service a call at 641-742-5517. VHS Services LLC. Call them for all your digging needs for water, sewer, septic, excavation, directional boring, well service, and geothermal loops and furnaces. Call them at 866-222-5634 or 712-789-0187.
Welcome back here to Lewis Central High School in Council Bluffs as we wrap up coverage here tonight as the Lewis Central Titans are able to get a lead and hang on to it here down the stretch as they defeat the Atlantic Trojans here in a tight one. 76-74, your final score here tonight. And seemed like the Trojans for a lot of that second half were playing catch-up and it just could never really get over that hump.
No, and then when you lose some of your best players late in the ballgame to fouls, that's a problem too. But here's where one free throw attempt tonight by the Lewis Central Titans. They were 29 of 41. Not great, but good enough. And when you shoot 41 times, that's a little ridiculous. That's 22 more free throw attempts than Atlantic. Atlantic shot very well tonight. They were 15 of 19. The problem was they only tried 19 times. A big discrepancy in the fouls here in the contest tonight, and that led to a huge discrepancy from the free throw line, and Lewis Central took some serious advantage of that here in the ball. As I mentioned, they only had four field goals in the fourth quarter, but still whipped off, what, 25 points in the quarter with four field goals. So you do the math there. Tough to rally like that when the other team is always scoring with the clock stop. So that's what happens here tonight at Lewis Central, and that's the way things go here this evening. So at the end, 76-74 is your final score. Let's wrap it up for you here tonight, as this was an exceedingly long contest this evening due to the number of fouls whistled here this evening. But take a look at the Lewis Central Titans. They ended up with three players in double digits and a couple darn close here tonight. 24-point night for Josiah Shepherd. He led all scorers tonight for the basketball game. 4 3-point baskets tonight, and he was a perfect 10 of 10 from the free throw line. Pretty hard to have a line much better than that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
24 for Shepherd. He led the way. Also 16 tonight for Matt Anderson. Played steady down low. It didn't win real good at the free throw line, but he was a steadying force, especially early in the ball game, to get Lewis Central going before Atlantic, as Atlantic started off quickly. Alex Reed in double digits tonight. He did 12 points this evening. Not bad with just one field goal here this evening, as he also very good from the free throw line. Ended up 10 of 13 from the line here this evening. Also 9 points this evening for Lincoln Rodenberg. Lamar Connor had 8. 4 points for Darius MacArthur. 3 for Trent Rudolph here this evening. Some pretty good numbers off the bench tonight for Lewis Central. On the other side for the Atlantic Trojans, for the most part, their points coming from the starters. They got 72 of their 74 points from the starters here tonight, as they were led by Dalton Franken. He finished with 22 points on the night before he fouled out with 50 seconds remaining in the basketball game. 22 tonight for Franken. Also 18 points tonight for Gunnar Bloom. Gunnar with a nice night. 12 of those 18 coming in the second half here this evening. Also for the Trojans tonight, 14 points for Chad Christensen. Some key threes. He hit 4 3-pointers this evening for Atlantic. 9 points for Harrison Hoig. 7 tonight for Sam Markham. And Blake Esbeck had the only 2 bench points tonight for the Trojans, as he had a basket in the second quarter for his only 2 points of the ballgame. Again, the stat line of the night, 15 of 19 from the line for the Trojans, but 29 of 41 for Lewis Central in the ballgame, and that's good enough to give the Titans a 2-point win, 76-74.
Yeah, it's a hard stat to overcome. I said there late in the ballgame that it's going to come down to who made the more free throws, and it was Lewis Central getting a lot more opportunities to head to the stripe, and you know, to their credit, there were a couple of guys that really took advantage of it, and both Reed and Shepard, who had good nights from the line, and really were kind of the guys that held the team on their back there up in that second half, making those shots when they needed them.
Yep, and the Trojans fall to 5-2 with the loss, and the Titans improve to 5-3 with the victory overall in the season here tonight. So 76-74 is your final, as it's Lewis Central coming up with the victory here tonight over Atlantic. Real toughie. The Trojans really didn't have many leads in the ballgame. They were up early, led by as many as 4 points. That was very early in the game, 4-0, and then 7-3. But Lewis Central came back and tied the ballgame up at 7. They took their first lead at 14-13 in the basketball game. And really, Atlantic only had just a couple of slim leads from that point on. In fact, I don't think they ever had more than a 1-point lead in the ballgame. Might have had a 2-pointer once in a while, but it wasn't very often. Lewis Central steadily built that lead back up to anywhere from 3 to 7 points and just kind of kept it there for the most of the night. Really frustrated the Trojans. Every time Atlantic thought they could get a run going, Lewis Central would get a couple of free throws. And it's just, like you say, it's hard to keep momentum with the constant stoppages in play. And then on top of that, you've constantly got, you know, opportunities for the other team to score with the clock stop. So that's the way it goes here tonight, as Atlantic comes up 2 points short here on the road. So a tough loss for Atlantic on the road to open up the second half of their season, but they don't really have a lot of time to sit around and worry about it. They got to hit the road again Friday night, as they head off up north to play Denison in Hawkeye 10 Conference basketball. So Atlantic needs to turn that around and get a positive going, because they're going to play back-to-back nights Friday at Denison, and then Saturday night at home against Norwalk in a game we'll have for you here on the radio. So no rest for the wicked.
Yeah, I got to get right back at it. And I know it's a tough game to lose, but you know, it is that first game right back after the break. It's on the road against, you know, what you knew was going to be a tough team. So you got to put it right behind you and get back to work and go fix what maybe ailed you in here this game, and try to get a win here coming up on Friday.
Our next high school basketball for you here on KJN will come your way on Friday. It will be Atlantic Denison. However, it'll be the girls' game. Friday night, we'll have Atlantic girls basketball against the Denison Monarchs. That'll be at Atlantic Friday night, so we'll get some Trojan basketball for you right after the holiday break here as well, and that comes your way at about 7:30 on Friday night. Again, that's at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium, Atlantic and Denison girls Hawkeye 10 Conference basketball. 76-74, Lewis Central winning it tonight over Atlantic. That'll do it for us. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us this evening, and good night from Council Bluffs.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. First National Bank, with offices in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Oneida. Visit with them for consumer and agricultural loans, checking, and interest-bearing accounts. First National Bank, for people who expect just a little more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Custom Body and Sound. See them for all of your vehicle's needs. Let them accessorize your vehicle from window tint to car audio and mobile entertainment, along with collision repair, restoration, and much more. Visit Custom Body and Sound at 1000 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
And Ultimate Lawn and Power in Atlantic, offering a great selection of lawnmowers and outdoor power equipment. They also offer rental equipment, including backhoes, skid loaders, excavators, and more. Visit Ultimate Lawn and Power at 1309 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic today.